daydreams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans, begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune, and come soon down in the city.
Last hour of the show.
Down in the city.
You know, I got, you know, my stomach, my spirit's been in knots over just watching all these things in the last couple weeks, and I didn't get to do a show last week, and I apologize to the listeners, but I thought to replay the show that Kyle Hunt and I did right 4 days after Charleston, I thought that was something that people could really absorb and be like, wow, they were on it. They were on it so quick that it's not even funny. So I thought that's why I picked that show. I went back in the archives. I was like, yeah, let's do that show. And, you know, that's what it is. Now, I want to give you guys another view here. I try to fight confirmation bias, and I talk about this all the time on this show. I try to fight my own confirmation bias. I'm always questioning my own where I'm at, because I'm like, am I missing something? Am I, you know, is there something getting by me that's causing me to, you know, is there disinformation getting into my psyche that I'm not trying, you know, that I'm not filtering out? And so, you know, any honest person, you know, they're going to question a lot of things on a constant basis, because if you're not, I view you as like a gullible sucker. And so this is a, I'm going to play another video now. Now, this is another one from Dave Acton. This is his latest one. And I keep up on his channel because this guy was on it so quick when it came to Oregon and other things. He, Kalamazoo, the shooting up there. I mean, this guy, he can sniff out BS. And is he always right? I can't say that, but he's good at it. The guy's, you know, and but the problem is he's very and I would love to get a hold of this guy, but I can't find him anywhere. But I'd love to interview him because but anyway, I'm going to play one of his videos, and this one's like kind of like it kind of deconstructs Trump a bit as far as the Fourth Reich angle and as far as the synthetic Führer angle. And look, I want Trump over any of the other punks, but at the same time, I'm not some chump that's going to get sucked into this thing to where, you know, and anybody that follows me on Twitter knows I retweet a lot of Trump stuff and a lot of pro Trump stuff, because right now I'm kind of like in this point to where it's just like, you know what, I want to go up against all the neocons. I want to go up against all the Karl Roves and the Glenn Becks and the, you know, and all of those people that I've hated as fake conservatives for all this time. And I'm not really even conservative. You can't even classify me as that, but I'm a nationalist. I, you know, I want to take care of my country and its infrastructure, and you know, have let people of all, you know, sectors have decent jobs if it's possible, you know, a manufacturing base and all these things. I don't want this to be a service economy only, where you work at McDonald's, you work at a jail, you work as a cop, or you work as, you know, and if you're lucky to work at one of the corporations that still has jobs here. I want us to make shoes, and I want us to make our own clothing and these things here. You know, I got into it with a guy that's kind of close to me the other day. He's like, we don't need to do all that. You know, he's, but anyway, Mr. Producer, let's play clip 5 real quick. And this is kind of another view. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Everybody, a Dave Acton check in. Well, Glenn Beck, he's openly Mormon, by the way, a complete embarrassment to his race, his gender, and his religion. He says that Trump is like Hitler. Well, the psyop's working just fine, isn't it? You know, Trump equals Hitler. Really? So many people have said Trump equals Hitler. that they've actually just had to consolidate it all and say, here's the weekly roundup of people who said Trump equals Hitler. No, no, no. You guys don't understand this. This is a psyop to give a coronation to Trump as a capstone, as a completion of the United States being Germany. I mean, let's face it, we're the Fourth Reich. Operation Paperclip, NASA, CIA, militarization of the police. This happened long before Donald Trump showed up. The bigger question is, should the United States be compared to Germany? Pre-World War II Germany, of course. The United States is pre-World War III. I mean, Germany ended up as a crater full of debris. That's how the United States is going to end up after World War III, a crater full of debris. But there's going to be good times. Just as Germany had good times between 1933 and 1939, the United States is going to have good times under Führer Trump between whenever and whenever, 5 or 6 years, because Americans like the good life. Now, we know it's going to end in a complete thermonuclear holocaust, and the United States will become a crater filled with debris, but that's 5 or 6 years from now, and it's all designed to destroy the Protestant white male, because that's the majority of people in the United States right now, and those are the people that Trump's catalyzing. I mean, let's face it. So this Trump equals Hitler, where are you getting that from? The United States equals Germany. Third Reich, Fourth Reich. This is just a mere capstone coronation. That's what people don't get. You think the militarization of police and all the NSA spy agencies, and by the way, as long as I'm on NSA, the gall of that retired four-star general, former head of the NSA, spying on Americans, didn't know how to quote the Fourth Amendment, left out probable cause in a YouTube video that went viral. I'm not going to follow orders of Donald Trump. Good. Then leave the military. You're going to follow orders, you're going to get kicked out. You get it, Chi-Chi? So let's all get behind our new Führer. I don't have a problem with it. It's just a coronation. It's just a logical conclusion to the great Fourth Reich, United States of America. Anyone else have a problem with that? I didn't think so. We're going to have a couple of good years. Get your cafe latte and your bomb shelter ready, and you don't have anything to worry about. Otherwise, you lose.
All right.
Until next time, reporting in.
There you go.
This is Dave Acton.
All right. So there you get another view. Now, I don't view it like Dave does, but I wanted to play that because this is a view out here that people are putting, you know, they're regurgitating, they're putting out here. Let me just say there is some parallels between where we're at in Weimar Germany. Okay, now Trump is, you know, he's a figure, he's a leader figure. Okay. Is he a synthetic Hitler-esque figure? You can make that decision on your own. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, Trump, it's a great thing to watch. Now, I think our country resembles Bolshevik Russia just as much as it reflects Weimar Germany. And so, I mean, we've got a ton of neo-Bolsheviks here. And so I just wanted to put that out here. But, you know, and you guys can make your own decision. But I like playing these, like, catchy, you know, edgy videos because they make you think. And I don't necessarily have to agree with it. But, I follow a lot of people out here on YouTube and in the written word. And let's go on to the next one. Now, this one is really a heavy-hearted video, and this one's by Monograph, and it's about Trump. He's telling Trump to get the hell out of the race because they're going to whack him. So, Mr. Producer, let's do clip one.
Now, see, this video here is specifically for Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if you're going to see this or not, but I'm going to email it specifically to your public relations liaison. But here, let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. You did phenomenal on Super Tuesday, and you did well. Congratulations to you and whatnot. But here's the thing. I don't really know if you understand what's happening. Okay? But whoever your mechanics are for your plane, make sure they're the same ones. If somebody is telling you to take a separate route or a different route than what you're supposed to be taking, don't do it. Nope. Don't do it. You see, even though that you're a billionaire, it's a yawner. That doesn't mean anything. Just because you're a billionaire, whether you're worth $4 billion, $8 billion, $10 billion, whatever billion, it doesn't even matter. Because now you have stacked all the cards against trillionaires. And if you really believe they're going to let you just waltz right in, you're crazy as hell, because they're not going to. Nope. They're not going to. Nope. And even though your adversary, Mr. Jeb there, has suspended his race, that doesn't mean diddly squat, because he can jump right back in. And if you don't think that he can, you might want to look at Ross Perot. He did it back in the day. He suspended his campaign, and months later, he jumped right back in. And he took 19% of the vote from Bush Sr. And it's theorized that because he jumped back in, that it was just enough for Bush to lose. But here's the thing there, Mr. Trump. Again, you think that you're protected by your billions. You're not. Because there are people out there that are worth trillions, and they're not going to let you waltz right in, buddy, no matter what. So if I were you, which I'm not, but if I were, I would throw in the towel while you can. Yep. Well, who are you? I'm Monograph, buddy. Sure am. Just a guy. I'm just a guy, dude, but I'm telling you, if somebody tells you to go a different route at the last moment, don't do it. Nope. I mean, you're a hot shot. You're a tough guy. You're a big guy. You're a deal guy. But kid you not, there are deals being made right this moment, and it's not in your favor. So if I were you, which I'm not, but if I were, I'd just call it quits and go about your life, go about dealing with your family, and going about doing whatever it is that you like to do. This isn't like running a hotel. This isn't like running some sort of, you know, reality television show where you can say, well, you're fired and all that other crap. This is real deal. We're talking Bilderberg type levels. I'm sure you know what that means. So, if I were you, throw in the towel. Throw in the towel, buddy. You got to do it. You have to do it. You have to just give it up, live your life, have a good time, and you're done. You will not get the nomination. No, sir. You will not. Because it's already been decided. No matter what you do, no matter how much you think that you're going to press forward, you're not going to get that nomination, because they will not let you. So the closer you get to the supposed nomination, there are so many different factions that are working against you right this moment. So what's more important to you? Right? You got a great slogan. Make America great again. That's awesome. Me personally, I would love nothing more than somebody like you to get in there and straighten things out. But here's the problem, Don. Here's the problem. You got all of these elites. We're not talking just nationally, buddy. We're talking internationally. We're talking people of other countries. Your billions is lunch money to these people. You got that? So you can have all the billions you want. It's a real yawner to somebody who has trillions at their disposal. I'm sure you know what that means. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen there, Mr. Trump. You're not going to make the nomination because they're not going to let you. Nope. They will not. Because it's already been decided. You laugh, you can scoff, you can, ha 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 ha, who are you? You're just a nobody. That's right, I am a nobody. But I can also see, I can see ahead. Mm-hmm. Who do they want in there? Jeb. Who will be in there? A Jeb. You think you had something to do with Jeb suspending his campaign? You did not. His father told him to get out. Mm-hmm. Sure did. And he'll get back in, too. Yep. He sure will. Because Jeb has already been decided to be the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Sure has. He pulled out in fourth place. Who would do that? Even on Super Tuesday, he was pulling in votes. But wait a minute, I thought he suspended his campaign. You better get out there, Trump. You sure better. Uh-huh. Live your life. Have a good time. You're a billionaire. Have your hotels. The whole nine yards. Do it for you and your family. You'll be happy that you did. I'm telling you. Listen, buddy. Oh, yeah. Look down the road. If you look down the road, Donald, if you look down the road, you'll see it. You'll see it from all sides. These guys aren't playing, buddy. They are not playing with you. They are not. Get out. Do what you will. I'm Monograph, and if you can't speak freely, you're simply not free. Have a good day.
All right, Mr. Producer. You know, I wanted to play that because that's just another perspective, listeners. And I want you guys to get all sides when you're listening to this program. And when I first heard that one a few days ago, man, that really put a heaviness on my heart because this guy, he knew Malheur was a psyop from the beginning. And I just, when you hear guys like this, you I don't give it all weight, but when you look at the zeitgeist, when you look at the tapestry, it's crazy. Let's open up the phones. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And I still got a bunch of stuff. So let's do it.
Right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Love to have you all out there listening, folks. You know, I don't get paid for this, but I know that a lot of you live for, you know, shows at this level. And so I just want to thank everybody and, you know, throw a couple bucks to RBN. I got a board operator down there in Austin, Texas right now that needs to get paid. So, I've given a lot of money to this network in the past. And so let's run through the calls. Let me say this to the callers. Rip through it, get through your material. I got a bunch of stuff still to cover, so be succinct, get on it, be brief, and then we'll get through everybody, and then I can still get to my stuff. Let's take John in Louisiana. Hey, John. John?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, hey, it's... I didn't know it was me. I'm Jared from Louisiana.
Hey.
Yeah, I just had a question. I talked to my son this weekend. He graduated from a combat medical school in San Antonio, and his thought was that there was a race war coming, but I didn't really ask him to expound on it, and I thought maybe you would know. If there's a race war coming, is it going to be whites against the blacks or whites against the who? And then...
I personally think it depends on your geographical location. where it's just white, black predominantly, yeah. When you throw Latinos into it, it's going to be everybody against whitey. I think.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, when you look at the programming and you look what they're feeding these kids, and I'm at the epicenter of this, man. I watch it. There's just this thing where basically they're feeding that. Even white people, like white little homosexuals, they're talking about genociding whites. This is how bad it is.
But dude, I'm afraid. I tell you what, I'm scared of. I was in the army myself. I joined in '89.
Yeah.
And I went through. I was in the army for many years, and I just went and visited my son at AIT.
Yeah.
And the army is freaking not white anymore, dude.
It's not.
I was like, oh, my God, dude.
Yes,
how many freaking different peoples are in the army? There's dudes from freaking Africa in my son's class.
Yes. Dude, look, I joined the Marine Corps in '89. Half my platoon was Mexican out there in L.A., you know, that area. They recruit. And look at the Navy; it's full of Filipinos and so forth and so on. This is a real, real issue, and most people out here don't know it. But basically, you got to look at it like this: straight white males. This is the enemy of the planet, and unfortunately, the ADL, SPLC, and even the fake conservatives like Ben Shapiro from Breitbart. I got articles on him. I haven't even got to, but the Jewish establishment, whether they be left or right, it's hate straight white males, and this is we're the devil, and there's something about our genetic profile that makes us all evil, whether you're Italian, Spanish, British, Scotch, German, whatever, you're the devil. European straight white males, you're targeted for extinction. Face it, embrace the struggle. This is it. You're in. This is it, man. This is crunch time. Hell with it.
It's gonna get bad, dude. Thanks
That's
for taking
all right.
my call,
That's
man.
That's right. Love be ready. Show. Stay in the gym. Lift weights. Practice marksmanship. Know your stuff. Be a hardcore. Don't be a soft target. Be a hard target. That's what I can tell you. All right. Let's take Brent in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm on a $25 a month mobile phone on speaker.
All right.
Freak show, incendiary radio, down in the city, Robert Rabel, right?
You like it?
Papa Brent tonight. Mamma mia, it's a Papa Brent. Hey, how's my good Catholic boy, huh? How you doing? Mamma mia.
You trolling me or what?
Well, yeah, this is a little diet. I used to be Espanol, but I get that the after sense mixed up. You gotta have somebody can do a little.
All right, Brent. Thanks for the trolling. I bet you wouldn't say it to my face. Bye.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better elimination. Go to GetSquattyPotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to GetSquattyPotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
So let me do this. We got a couple callers holding, but I wanted to get this one about Jesuit thug Jose Mario Bergoglio, calls himself Pope Francis. And this is clip three from Dabu 7. It's all about the invasion of Europe. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Well, Jesuit Pope Francis chiming in saying that it is a social fact that Europe is seeing an Arab invasion, and that it's a good thing. And I've step by step told you along the way here exactly where this is going. And this is the man that in the beginning, before this all really started to go into motion, was making a call for people to help one another and take in these migrants. And then once it got even worse, he did it again, made another call and said, people in Europe need to take these migrants into their homes. Then we started seeing people getting raped, beaten, pillaged. They were using the bathroom right there in train stations, in the public, in the wide open, leaving their feces right there in, as they come through in droves. They approach women, and if the women don't like it, they snatch her up and start tossing her around. And there's been women that have been taken off and they do what they want with them. But people are seeing this, and women have been going out en masse in their countries, and I've reported on this as well. In different countries, they're going out and they're clearing the shelves getting weapons, getting pistols, getting shotguns, getting whatever that they can for self-defense to protect themselves, as this flood of people come through, complete strangers that have no regard for anyone else, it seems. And yes, everyone's different. Everyone has free will. But it seems as these individuals come through in these packs and they carry the same mentality. And yes, there's people that get displaced out there. There's women and children that suffer in this that do need help. You can't look past that, okay? But many of you are wise enough to see at this point what's happened here. They have sent these individuals into these areas to cause distress. And they are sending large majorities of Muslim individuals into areas that are predominantly Christian. And some of these are coming with the mentality of anyone that's not Muslim is inferior. Okay, then you have the other group saying, oh, well, what the Islam that I know is about peace and love and this and that. But you don't never see those guys out in the streets stopping the other ones that are trying to cut people's heads off, do you? Where you at? Because that's the test here now for those that want to say this or that. Let's see you check those same people. You know what they're going to do? They're going to try to cut your head off. Why? Because they can call you an infidel then. That's why you won't do it. It's a separation in Christianity. You don't have that jihadist type eye for an eye as it was written, right? Eye for an eye. That's what they go off of, that ploy. And see, this needs to be about love and energy and loving your neighbor. This whole thing about war is ridiculous. It's war that should be forbidden.
All right, Mr. Producer, you can stop that one there. That's Dabu 7 talking about the Bergoglio. He calls himself Pope Francis. He's a Jesuit. And these guys are some of the fathers of communism right there with Cosa Nostra. If you get into the South America, the Jesuit reductions, these were all laboratories of communism. And there's some really good, astute researchers out here that really dig you into this stuff. Tons of books out here. Look at the Jesuit reductions. It's fascinating. But let's play one more clip, and this is the last clip. And this is about, actually, this is how bad it is. They're giving these people cash, envelopes of cash, brand new clothes. Let's play clip 4, Mr. Producer, and then we'll take the last couple calls.
Of people, this invasion, even out of the Pope's own mouth, he has called it that. And people wondering, okay, who orchestrated this whole thing? And we've shown this time and time again, going all the way up to Soros. Everything that's been put into place, the fake passports, and IDs, things that were dumped at borders and confiscated, people that were caught. It goes on and on and on with the list of things as they continue to flood into Europe and make their way as far north as they can get. And many of them making it so far north into Sweden, Finland, places like that, that they can't stand the cold atmosphere whatsoever. They don't like it, so they're leaving. So I guess those countries have at least that going for them, that the migrants simply are packing up and getting out of there. Now, it's one thing. If you're trying to survive, it doesn't matter really what town you're trying to go to as long as you can survive. There's been more to this. These people have been showing up by the thousands, clean-shaven, brand-new clothes. What's crazy is a lot of these men have come through with no women or children in their packs. Brand new clothes, smoking cigarettes. They don't even have a backpack. Now, wouldn't you, if you and your family were going somewhere logically, realistically, if you had to flee your war-torn country and you've been walking through the desert and through all these countries for all this time, your clothes are going to be worn because you don't have a washing machine to clean anything. You're going to have like I said, all these guys are clean shaven that come through, that we've seen in many of the images. I mean, yes, there's guys that have their beards and everything else, but they're just, they're not, it's not the reality of it. These people should be, you know, looking like they're homeless and coming from other countries, but it's not the case. So now what do we have? And this is just the icing on the cake. They're giving them cash-filled envelopes to maintain their dignity so they can continue to pull off what they're doing in here. But I want to remind you this. This stops any paper trails from sending checks, money to accounts. They're just handing these guys envelopes stuffed full of cash. And to make matters worse, Greece is not in a good situation. It has not been. All the austerity measures has the people there that live there, the residents, in a bind. So what are they going to do? They're going to make sure that Greece is the first place they hand out these envelopes full of cash to these migrants right in the faces of all the people there. Can you believe that? These people are being trampled in Greece. And then here, migrants are going to come in and they're going to watch them hand out money to them right in front of them. For what? So they can maintain their dignity. What about the other people? You see, this shows you the hands that are pushing this. They didn't stop to help get housing anywhere else along the way. The post-up shop, no, they just keep pushing them into these areas and they're paying for every bit of it to get them there. And now, with cash stuffed in the envelopes, people are going to get robbed, beat down. Cash is going to get taken. Things of that nature. But there's going to be no paper trail. Funding all these men flooding in to Europe with no paper trail. And doing so right out in the public, right in front of the faces of everyone. So, just a heads up, it should no longer be a guessing game as to what's going on here, folks. This is what they're doing. And I'll leave a link in the description
box. All right, Mr. Producer. Gosh, that's so painful to listen to. So, the European Central Bank, man, just prints off the notes. And then the Greek people are under economic collapse. And then the thugs coming in from Africa, parts of the Arab world, Afghanistan, everywhere else. Yeah, let's give them envelopes full of money. How you like it? Huh? It's just like the immigrants coming to the United States, getting right on the dole. American citizens that have been here for generations suffering. And then people that just walked across the border getting right on the dole, getting everything, big fat tax returns. How you like it, America? How you like it, Europe? And then I got troll callers coming in, calling me and trying to make fun of me. These punks. This is what's fascinating. Let's take Lawrence in Canada. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I haven't been on for a few weeks and I forgot what a sobering program this is. But that's all right. Great segment with John Friend. You guys have a good chemistry. I really enjoyed that.
Well, you know, John has got a pure heart, man. John wants what's best for his nation, and you can just feel it in him. And that's why I've always, since I've gotten contact with John, you can just tell he's a pure spirit, man. And he's one of those guys, man, that you just know is legit. Go ahead.
Absolutely. He's solid. Now, of the two scenarios you're talking about for Trump, synthetic Führer or idealistic billionaire who loves his country.
Yes.
Which one are you leaning towards?
Well, man, I'll tell you.
It's a tough call. But.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the zillion-dollar question. And right now, I'm leaning toward the idealistic billionaire, but I don't want to get fried. I don't want to get burned. I don't want to get scorched. And so I'm tentatively there, and it's just like, you know, I've been burned by politicians so many times in my life that, you know, I listen to the reverse speech stuff like I was talking about, and Trump seems very legit. Yeah. And so, you know what, I pray for his safety, and I want Trump to, you know, to do his duty just like I'm trying to do mine right now behind the microphone. And I know he's in a much more prominent and dangerous position than I am, but I'm in a dangerous position myself. And you wouldn't even believe what's, you know, the things that have came my way since I started doing this. So, you know, I'm in the middle of so much controversy in my personal life and everything else. It's like, man, the whirlwind comes your way when you try to stand against the evil. I'll tell you,
it sure does. And yes. I'm of the same mindset. At least my gut is saying he's a billionaire. He's kind of done all he can do business wise, and he really does love the country. He's idealistic. He stepped into this. So if that's the case, he's in a very dangerous position.
Well, hey, he's got 20 years on me, and I grew up. You know, I grew up in the 70s as a young kid, and I'll tell you, the environment that I grew up in versus what the kids are growing up in now is night and day. It's north and south, it's east and west. I mean, I grew up in the middle of America in St. Louis in the 1970s, where this was God's country, and you could just taste it and smell it and feel it.
Absolutely, man.
I swear it was. And so,
same up here in Canada. Yeah. It was pretty sweet. So I don't think Trump's even going to get the election for the Republican Party. There's all kinds of ways they can figure out how to block him.
I've been watching the possibilities of the skullduggery, and it's endless.
Absolutely. So what I'm thinking is maybe he should just, like Monograph was saying, get out. And kind of like build a country within a country.
Look, just because I played the Monograph video doesn't mean I agree. I want him to stay.
No,
in.
I know.
I want all of us to have such a spiritual force behind it that, you know what, that we can run roughshod over the evil. But I know that we're in an evil day, and I know that the beast will overcome the saints and all those things that it's talked about. But you know what? Who cares? You know, we're all called to stand in the gap right now and do our part. And so the hell with it. You know, I'm all in. You know, let's just throw caution to the wind, and you know, the world is in a wild place. So let's just all be bold, and you know,
let's do our thing, and hope that the white race has enough strength and fortitude left to turn it around. And I don't know if that's the case. So I sure hope so.
Well, you know what? There's spiritual forces out here that people don't know about, and that there's a destiny thing, and there's bigger things than us out here at play. And so, you know, have faith in your forefathers, your ancestors, and have faith in destiny itself. That, you know what, don't sweat it. It's going to turn out all right. And it's just, we're going to have to go through, you know, the grinder. And that's okay, because we deserve it anyway. We've gotten weak, fat, and pathetic, and we need the grinder. And so that's the way I look at it.
For sure. I'll let you get on. And don't worry about those trollers. They're just, you know, been losers from day one. So
right on, man.
Hey, buddy. Later.
All right, see ya. All right, let's take Tom in Florida.
Hey, good evening, Robert. That last troll you had on there, he sounded like he had matzo balls in his mouth and somebody's giving him a wedgie from the behind. What I want to talk about is this. There's a few things, actually. First off, what's going on with this Glenn Beck was threatening Trump? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, he wanted to stab him up numerous times. That was really, really weird. Glenn Beck is a sick cuck freak show. And his media operation needs to be smashed. He's nothing but a Mormon. He's part of the worst part of the Mormon sector. See, I've been talking about this Mormon civil war that's going on, and there's a Jewish civil war, there's a Catholic civil war, but there's a civil war going on in Mormonism, and between the Patriot sector and the New World Order sector, the Mitt Romney Glenn Beck wing versus the, you know, the Bundy Finicum wing, and there's a real you know, civil war going on within Mormonism, just like there is in other institutions. And so that's what that is.
Yeah. Robert, by the way, at Trump's rally in Orlando, Florida, this woman had was talking about how her son got murdered by an illegal alien.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Also, there was like, and also they were making, they brought quilts over, but there were thousands of Americans were murdered by illegal aliens.
Yes.
And the crowd was chanting, "Build a wall." And, you know, the media don't want to pan, like Trump says, they don't even want to pan the audience and all that. So, you know, this is all bought and paid for.
Yeah, well, Vincente Fox says Trump is a Hitler. He's part of the Trump-Hitler crowd. And they're really NLPing us with neuro-linguistic programming, trying to make it look like Trump is Hitler. Now, I tried to give you guys the other side and, you know, look at it from both angles, and you know, you got to make up your own mind. But I would rather have a Trump Hitler than a Cruz Israelite. So what the hell?
Absolutely, absolutely, Robert. By the way, this Pope, this dope.
Oh, he's sick.
He's from Argentina. He's from Argentina. Why don't they ship all these Arabs over to Argentina? They have plenty.
Well, you know what? Here's
there.
The thing. There's a great white, you know, white pride sector of Argentina that people don't talk about. I mean, there's a ton of people down there that are proud of their freaking European heritage down there in Argentina. But then Bergoglio, the Jesuits are a real sick bunch. You got to look into their history. They're clicked up with the Jewish mob, and we must just confront the fact the Jesuits are part of the Jewish mob Hydra. That's what it is. And if you don't face that, that the Jesuits and organized Jewry, the Pharisees, the money changers, and the Jesuits are all one and the same beast system, then we're never going to beat them.
Robert, if the Pope keeps saying these Arabs are good for Europe, why don't they ship them all right there to Vatican City? Why don't they put them right in the Vatican City and ship them all in there? They got plenty of money in the Vatican, so let them pay for everybody.
That's not going to happen, and you know that. The elites don't want the bottom feeders around them. They would rather have the regular people have to deal with that crap. I got a couple other callers, Tom.
Robert Berserkel is an Eastern Jew, and she's trying to destroy the whites in Germany.
Berserkel's deputy's talking trash on Trump too, saying he's a danger to the planet. Blah blah blah.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. See you, buddy. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Robert. You can feel and taste it. It's called chemtrails. It's still here. Don't worry. So the thing to get into is the SPLC can only afford $25 burner phones now. It shows we have some effect at this point. All right. So now what we get to is, I don't know if you heard Dr. Parker's show, but Charlie Daniels chatted with him or something like that about to have a good show. And he's interviewing Trump on Tuesday. Okay.
Awesome.
Trump basically is getting informed of the hunt for Red November. All right. Trump was investing along with Wayne Rogers, the guy from Trapper John MD in MASH.
He just died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the chloramites, and I get the term chloramites from the March 1st Manning report. You got to listen to the March 1st Manning report. Those guys, basically the sodomites in New York City are trying to take down his church and basically put a gay bathhouse there.
Oh, you're talking about Pastor Manning, yes, from Outlaw Ministries.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, okay.
Right. So the term now is chloramites, the guys that put the chlorine in to make sure that, oral fecal inoculation was protected and everyone else died because of it. So the name is now chloramites, all right? So the whole thing we get down to is Trump basically has an inside shot to throw Hillary under the bus with feedback from Dr. Parker, it looks like to me. And this is the comment from last year about how to throw Hillary under the bus, because now no one knows how much information that Donald Trump has pre-recorded and is ready for release if he gets assassinated, you know? But I was putting in the chat room, if you put a $10 million insurance policy on Trump, like 50 million people in America against the reinsurers that basically the Larry Silversteins, you know?
That's interesting, yeah.
Oh, Robert, you know, it's just, yeah. You got to work with me on this. All right. So now what we do is, so Trump basically has got the inside. And what happens, you know, all he has to do is basically list the names of 9/11 insiders.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You know, like name, address, you know, here's their stock portfolio, here's this. Think about it, okay? So right. The Greater Israel Project is in severe jeopardy from the fake war on terror.
Oh, yeah. This is a big deal.
So the soldiers are basically getting $25 million a pop on these reinsurance schemes. You know, where, when the soldier gets killed, the Zionists get for Greater Israel $25 million, all right? So we're just talking, there's a few funny things going on.
I got one more caller, and I got like 2 minutes. Hurry up, Jeff.
Yeah, well, okay, so just kind of watch Donald, okay? They didn't realize that Dono's superego would be worse than Hillary because, he was there to take votes away from everyone else, and now Hillary's getting thrown under the bus. Grand juries are getting ready to indict Hillary right now.
Yeah.
The grand jury is already basically...
I know her IT guy got immunity, and so this is going on. I know it.
So she, I think, is really going down, and now they got to have Bloomberg and then someone else come in to basically try and stop the Trump torpedo.
Let me get to Kent in West Virginia. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate you. Hit me up on the email, Kent in West Virginia.
Yeah, you were talking earlier, Robert, about what's going on in Israel, and it popped in my head probably about maybe 5-6 weeks ago that we're in the middle of the two-state solution. Yeah. And what I mean by that is we've got, you know, now he was constantly saying about the Jewish state, and now we have the Islamic State.
Yeah.
And the Islamic State is just a fake caliphate, and it's being controlled by the Jewish state.
There you go.
And what they're doing is they're destroying and diasporizing and everything around the Jewish state. And this,
there you go. This is the immigrant flood. You see, they trash the area to the point where they want to get rid of all those Arabs and Syrians and everything else to make the space open for the Israeli Empire.
Right. And they're driving them up, and then they want, obviously, they want the NATOs and the West and the Russians and all these anti-Semites.
Well, you see how that works perfectly with the Kalergi plan to make Europe a bunch of brown people. You see, you move the brown people from where the land the Israelis want up into Europe, make them brown, and then the Israelis can span the Ashkenazi white kind of fake Khazar empire all throughout the Middle East.
Yeah, it's all a big plot. It's so obvious, but I don't know how we could ever stop it.
Well, stop it by exposing it and trying to get people smart about it. And I'll tell you what, there's some movements going on out here that got me kind of freaked out to the point where people are getting wise. And I know I'm out here on Twitter and I see this stuff and I'm like, wow, a lot of people are getting wise to the entire big plan. And so, you know, you can't ever give up hope. You know, God's on the throne. He runs the planet. He runs the universe. He runs everything. And we just have to realize that it's just like, look, when the back's up against the wall at the worst spot, that's the spot where we need the supernatural. And I think this is the point. This, you know, we got to get so demoralized to the point where we call out to that power that's greater than ourselves, and that's the creator of the universe. And that's the simple fact. Go ahead, man.
Well, that's it. Well, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Well, thank you. I want to thank all the listeners. Great program. You know, I appreciate every last one of you for listening, and give RBN a dollar or two. I'm not asking for everything. RBN doesn't give me anything, but, you know, my border operator down there, he stayed up till 1 a.m. He needs to get paid. So throw him a few bucks, and that's it, man. I'll see you guys next week. Love y'all. See ya.
a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.